I acknowledge a real need of the help of the Lord tonight. I would like to read Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Upon their heads they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. What a beautiful picture of the Christian life. Have you ever wondered how Isaiah could have presented such a beautiful picture? I believe it was the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Such a beautiful way to live. It says in Isaiah 40, verses 3 and 4, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made plain. It says in one place, let the rich rejoice in that he's brought low. And I believe the man of low estate that he has lifted up. This way of holiness, where there are no big I's and little U's. And people that are all downtrodden, brokenhearted, can be lifted up. And those that are proud can be humbled down. Oh, what a beautiful highway. A place where it was a desert. Was your heart like a desert? And then the blooming of flowers. So beautiful. I've heard it said that when we're saved, the sky seems bluer, the grass seems greener. The singing of the birds is more beautiful, and I believe it. That's the flower blossoming, such a beautiful way. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. People who were spiritually blind, people who had limited understanding in life, suddenly a new world has opened up to them. Such a beautiful way. The lame man leap as an hart. People who are crippled in life. Perhaps they grew up in an abusive home. They have emotional scars. But in this way of holiness, they're not crippled anymore. They can throw away those crutches and they can be as fit as anyone else that is going on this way of holiness. The parched ground shall become a pool. Have you ever had a dry time in your life? You know, sin makes a desert out of people. Sin causes the flowers to die. But the promise is on the way of holiness, it'll be a place where there are pools of water, where there is refreshing, where there is life. And the unclean shall not pass over it. To me, this is a relief. I recently read a news account of a man who died in prison I believe, at 101 years old. This man was a child molester, and he had been so in his old age, and he was in and out of prison, and he died unrepentant, as far as I could tell. Unclean. But what a relief, this way of holiness. We don't have those kinds of spirits in this way. It is a place where we can rest from all of that kind of thing, all uncleanness. Such a beautiful way. No lion there or ravenous beast. Those old lion spirits, someone that is ready to just devour you. You're not going to find that on the way of holiness. Such a beautiful picture to me. It's a highway I want to stay on all my life. There are some other names given to this way of holiness. One name we could call it is the way of truth. In Galatians 5 and 7, it says, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" Amen. You ran well. Who hindered you that somehow you got out of the way of holiness? Jesus referred to this as the narrow way. He said, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it." Jesus called it a narrow way. And since he said that there are so few that find it, I believe we could call it a hidden way as well. Yeah. It is a way of humility. This song says, "Just as the stream finds a bed that is lowly, so Jesus walks with the pure and the holy." A lowly way, but it is a way that is so beautiful. I want to give you a picture tonight of a band of happy pilgrims going down this way of holiness and clothed in beautiful white robes of righteousness. Such a beautiful picture. People that love one another. People who are fellow soldiers in the warfare of the kingdom, who would lay down their lives for one another. Such a beautiful picture. Amen. And I wish we could end the story right here. That we see this band of happy pilgrims, these beautifully clad people, and they all make it up to heaven and live happily ever after. But unfortunately, not everyone makes it. There is a song that goes something like this, "May the circle in heaven be unbroken," something like that. And that is our longing. That's our desire. We want so much for our loved ones to make it. Our friends, our fellow soldiers, we've been in the trenches together. We prayed together. We shared burdens. We cried on one another's shoulders. Oh, how we long for each other to make it. But unfortunately, there will be some that somewhere find a detour and get off the way of holiness. That's heavy on my heart tonight. Listen, these are folks that we love deeply. These are folks that we have had high respect for. And sometimes it surprises us to see who it is that finds a byway somewhere along life's way. A byway is a road that is not following the main route. It is a byway. It is a way that is an exit from the highway of holiness. Matthew chapter 24. And verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Verse 23, "Then if any man say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Lo here, or lo there. The way to go is over here, or it's over there. Don't let them deceive you. Let's not find a byway somewhere that leads us away from the way of holiness. It said, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. That makes me want to be careful. And I hope you want to be careful too. That we don't find a byway somewhere and take an exit. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, we read how dangerous it will be in the last times. 2 Timothy 3 and 13 says, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." That is one of the great dangers. I wish that everyone here would take this way of holiness and make it into heaven someday. But there are deceivers out there that are getting worse and worse. And they are luring people off the way of holiness onto some other way. Let us be careful. There are a lot of seem right ways out there. The scripture says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way, are the ways of death. All along life's way, there are byways that are being offered. People may make it all the way into old age, and then at some point, they take a byway. And it is so sad. I want to encourage us tonight to be careful that we stay on the way of holiness. Satan is busy. He's out putting up detour signs. He's saying, you can't go this way. You can't live a life that's free from sin. You've got to go some other way. And he has a byway to offer you. In fact, there are religious teachers today that will teach you just that. They'll teach you, you cannot do it. Detour, you need to take this other way. But I want to encourage you tonight to stay on the way of holiness. There will be people that will try to persuade you to take another way. And one thing that is common in this persuasion to take a byway is that they will begin to talk about the saints and the church. Be careful. When that happens, just be careful. Because that is a common thread to get people lured over into some byway. Have you gone down the highway, taken a long trip, and been hungry? And then you see a billboard advertising some food. Maybe fried chicken or steak or all-you-can-eat buffet. Tells you how many miles ahead that food is available. And you're still hungry. And you're thinking about that food for miles. Enticing you to take a different way. Well, the same thing happens spiritually. The enemy will work on our appetites. He'll work through advertisements. He puts billboards up along this way of holiness, trying to get us to turn onto some byway. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." When we start hearing these other voices, when people start trying to seduce us to take a byway, there will be a voice that will speak, if we will listen and obey, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." I'm thankful for that voice. I don't want to let anything along life's way detract me and cause me to turn and go a different way. When I'm traveling, I like to look at the scenery. I get bored looking at the road and I tend to look around. But if we're not careful, we'll be start veering off some other way. I'd like to bring out what some of these byways are tonight. I put up here religious road. Religious road is also known as fanaticism. It is a road that is surveyed by man. Man-made rules, man-made churches. I'd like to read a very serious thought in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18. "I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." What a serious thing to add to the Scripture, to make up your own requirements and to impose those on other men. One of the characteristics of the religious road byway is domineering personalities. There will be people that will put intense pressure on you. They will have an oversight on you that really belongs to the Holy Ghost. Be careful if you head down that kind of a byway. Along this byway of religious road are ever-changing requirements. You think you're all measured up, and you discover the rules have changed. It isn't that way on the way of holiness. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The rules don't change. We don't wake up and discover now the requirements are even higher yet. It is holiness from the beginning all the way to the end. And there is room for growth, but it is still holiness. Well, another byway is Liberty Lane. When people take Liberty Lane, they feel like they can begin abandoning Bible teachings at will. They're at liberty. They feel like they're free to pick and choose things that they would like to obey. Let's go on to the 19th verse in Revelation 22. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. What a serious thing to touch the Word of God, to act like we can take away requirements or add requirements. In 2 Peter, the second chapter, Second Peter 2 and 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 14, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling and unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Verse 19, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. Promising liberty while they themselves are in bondage. Liberty Lane is a descending road. And it goes down so far that before long you can no longer recognize that those folks were holiness people. The changes are so drastic and thorough. Liberty Lane is a rebuilding road. The Scripture says, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. And you will find, if you take Liberty Lane, that you are doing that in your life. Things you once had clear light on. You had conviction. There's no way you would have done it. And you find that it becomes more and more that you rebuild of the old man and the old life. Another byway is Fellowship Boulevard. The folks on Fellowship Boulevard are so friendly that really it's enticing. They are such nice people. In fact, they are so friendly that they have made friends with the world. James chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Fellowship Boulevard. Fellowship Boulevard is a wide byway. There is room on this boulevard for all the churches. We just go ahead and fellowship. They reach their hand and fellowship, and there may be uncleanness, there may be false teaching. Let us be careful of this byway, abandoning holiness when the Scripture clearly teaches, come out from among her, my people. We have worldly way, the love of the world, full of the love of the world. And what does the Scripture say? If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Worldly dress, 1 Peter chapter 3. And verse 3, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. To be adorned with the beauty of the Spirit of Christ. Oh, what a poor substitute if we take on worldly adornment instead. Worldly way is full of worldly conversation, sports, fashion, the pursuits of the flesh. Philippians 1 and 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit and with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Worldly conversation. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Worldly appetites plague worldly way. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Worldly ambition, all these desires of the carnal man, you will find room for those on worldly way. Lukewarm lane is another byway. Lukewarm lane is different. Unlike some of these others that make such a drastic departure, lukewarm lane is a slow veering away. And as you enter lukewarm lane, you don't even realize you're starting to drift away. It is a dangerous lane. We get there just drifting a little bit by little bit, and eventually we're off the highway of holiness. There is another lane, byway, cares of life expressway. This is a fast one. Life in the fast lane. Time for business, time for pleasure, time to revel on in sin. Will you not take time for Jesus? Oh, invite him to come in. Little time to go to church services. Little time to spend with the family. Life is so busy. But life's day is very short. And then we come to the end. And when we are at the end of life's way, what difference does it make how big our house was, how big the bank account is, how much we got accomplished, how efficient we were when we were in the expressway? Lord, help us not to get sidetracked by the cares of life. There is love of money thoroughfare. I'd like to share a little piece from Pilgrim's Progress. I saw in my dream that a little off the road over against the silver mine stood Demas, gentlemanlike, to call to passengers to come and see, who said to Christian and his fellow, "Ho, turn aside hither, I will shew you a thing." Christian asked, "What thing so deserving as to turn us out of the way?" Demas replied, "Here is a silver mine, and some digging in it for treasure. If you will come with a little pains, you may richly provide for yourselves." Then said Hopeful, "Let us go see." "Not I," said Christian, "I have heard of this place before now, and how many there have been slain. And beside, that treasure is a snare to those that seek it, for it hindereth them in their pilgrimage." Then Christian called Demas, saying, "Is not the place dangerous? Hath not it hindered many in their pilgrimage? Not very dangerous, except to those that are careless, but withal Demas blushed as he spake. Then said Christian to Hopeful, let us not stir a step, but still keep on our way. Amen. Let us stay on the way of holiness, and not let the riches of this world, its entertainments, all the things that it has to offer, get us to take a little bypath here or there. The enemy wants so badly to do that, and I'm sorry his success rate has been so high. I want to have a picture before you tonight of a way of holiness where there is an abundance of pools of water, of flowers, of happiness, of life, of success. And I want to encourage you to stay on that way and not be distracted. There is hurt feelings back alley. If the devil gets you on this one, people aren't going to see a whole lot of you because your feelings are hurt. And it's tempting to get there sometimes, isn't it? But Lord, help us that we'll be willing to stay on the way of holiness. We'll be willing to bear and forbear. We'll be willing to forgive. We'll be willing to go on to services anyway, shake that brother's hand, do whatever it takes. Lord, help us. There are some real dangers of the byways. One of the dangers is darkness. Proverbs 4 and 18. But the path of the just, this is the way of holiness, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. This beautiful way of holiness gets brighter and brighter. Heaven is shining down the way of holiness, and the closer we get to heaven, the brighter the light. Have you found it to be that way? Or is your way getting a little darker? If so, maybe it's a good time tonight to stop and take a look at the road that you're on and consider, have I taken a little byway somewhere down the road? Verse 19, the way of the wicked, this is the byways, is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. What a sad condition with our spirit, our eternal soul, to not even know what it is that's tripping us up in life. Why my life is falling apart. Why I'm experiencing these heartbreaks. Things just keep not working out for me. And not even know what it is. That's the way it is on the byways. The scripture teaches us clearly that there is only one way to heaven. And so the question is, where do all these byways end? Well, I want to tell you, they all end up in the same place. And that's not heaven. You remember the old saying, all roads lead to Rome? There are two meanings that that could have. One is that there are a lot of different routes to get to the same goal. Another meaning possibly is that Rome had great dominion over the world. Well, spiritually, I believe there are two very similar meanings. All the byways lead to the same destination. That's eternal destruction. And the prince of the power of the air has incredible dominion in this world. Consider these byways. Now, fanaticism and compromise look starkly different outwardly, but they end up in the same place. In fact, I have been amazed at some of the correlations between the two. Domineering personalities, man-made rules. And in fact, both of them are actually compromise. They are a deviation from what is right. They're a deviation from holiness. It's just one comes dressed in different clothing. Jesus said, I am the way. He is it. He is holiness. I want to stay with Jesus, don't you? I don't want to find a byway somewhere and decide that I'm going to take that way. The song says, This is the grand old highway our fathers all have trod, walking in the highway of the King, the only way that leads us to heaven and to God, walking in the highway of the King. It is so tempting sometimes to ignore where the fathers had walked. People who do not know history are doomed to repeat history. I think we would do well to look at where they walked and consider where it took them. No unclean thing can ever pass o'er this holy way, walking in the highway of the King. No danger can befall us. We're safe by night and day, walking in the highway of the King. Thank God for a safe way. We love folks. We want to see them make heaven. Oh, how it hurts to see loved ones, people we've respected, different ones take byways. It hurts very deeply. Our hope is we all make it. The devil is out for every one of our souls. And I'm not immune and you're not immune to being offered byways. God help us to listen to that voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Amen.